And joining me on the phone is IRRB, that's Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board, Commissioner Tony Sertich. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Fine. You're holding some listing sessions. You had one in Eveleth, and now you're going to have one in Cook County on Wednesday. Tell me about it.
Well, I want to get out. The IRRB is a state agency that's unique to northeastern Minnesota, and our service area covers everywhere from Grand Marais down to Aiken County. And so wanted to get on the road and bring the IRRB to the people of the region and spend about a half hour just talking about who we are, what we've done, where we're going, and then open it up for public discussion and any input folks have for our agency.
The first one was at the Range Recreation Civic Center in Eveleth. Hear anything you weren't expecting?
Not really, but just some very specific questions and issues focused around the Eveleth-Gilbert area. But a lot of folks want to talk about what it takes to do economic development in rural Minnesota, infrastructure needs, education needs, those sorts of things, small business needs. So a good lively discussion, and hopefully the same thing up in Grand Marais on Wednesday evening.
Anything in particular that you're listening for or just there to absorb whatever the folks have to say?
Well, I'm not an expert in any one particular community, and so I come with an open mind and open ears just to see what's on folks' minds and see if there's anything we can do to help.
Well, as Representative David Dill keeps reminding me, IRRB does a lot in Cook County, and I think there's plenty of evidence of that. What generally speaking, what kinds of projects does or businesses to assist does IRRB look for generally?
We help in three specific areas, and not to spoil the presentation I'll give on Wednesday. We focus on helping out existing businesses grow or attracting new businesses to a community. We help out with community infrastructure needs, working with the cities and the counties and the townships to make sure they have those sexy issues like sewer and water and curb and gutter and those sorts of things.
They're only sexy when they appear on your tax bill.
Exactly. And then the final piece, and probably the most important piece, growing piece, is workforce development. A big challenge. You know, we suffer some demographic challenges in rural Minnesota, rural in general, but making sure that the next generations have the skills they need to meet the jobs for today and tomorrow.
If memory serves me right, you're a fairly new appointee to the commissioner job. Before that, you were with the legislature, were you not?
I was. I've been working at this job for a little over a year, and I was in the legislature for a little over a decade.
Tell me what that experience, how that experience informs your work with IRRB.
For me, I know a little bit of the ins and outs of state government and how to get things done. Also, I am the business manager of a small business, too. So much of our agency's work is the public-private partnerships that happen, and I'm a product of that myself. I've spent some time working in state government, but also in the private sector as well. And I know that when we each play our specific roles to the best of our ability, that's when good economic development happens.
Public-private partnership raises a question. I don't want to get off the subject too far, but I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up Representative Tom Anzalk's bill on transparency. And I spoke last week with Representative Dill, and he's kind of iffy about this whole thing. He said that if we require too much information to be made public, it could be a detriment to development. Can you want to expand on that a little bit?
Sure, and I actually agree with both of them if that's possible to do, and here's why. Every dollar at our agency is actually derived from the production tax that mining companies pay. Mining companies do not pay property taxes. They pay this production tax in its place, and that's how our agency is funded. No state tax dollars, just local mining company dollars. Now, every dollar that we spend at this agency should be open and transparent. It is. At least in my time here, I've never turned on a request from a citizen or any entity asking where we spent money and what was it on. Where it gets into a little gray area, and this is I think the concern that Representative Dill has, is when we do our due diligence in helping a business, we ask them to open up their books to us to make sure we can make the justification to give them any sort of financial support. Now, I would hope, and this is where it's gray in the law change, that them opening up their private books to us, that information stay private to that business. We can use that information as a bank would in doing our due diligence, but that information is proprietary, and you could imagine that if they had competitor businesses, they could come to our agency to try to peek in other people's books. And that's I think, the area that is of concern, is gray, and we just need answered.
Just to remind our listeners, 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, the 28th of March, here in Grand Marais at the courthouse in the commissioner's room. You want to find out what people here in Cook County may have up their sleeve as far as possible assistance from IRRRB.
Absolutely, and we'll stay longer if folks want to stay. We'll be bringing some agency staff if there are businesses or others who are interested in actually applying for some of our programs, and I'll be around all night.
Commissioner Tony Sertich, thanks for taking time, and hopefully you're talking with us this morning will help turn out lots of people who are interested in finding out more about IRRRB, if not also seeking assistance.
Thank you so much.